And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. Phil Conlon is here. How you doing, Phil?
Good afternoon, Phil.
Today we're going to talk to Sandra Rusch, who's the women's boat to Gaza. And I can tell you the headline is Zaytuna is halfway to Ajaccio. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, sounds good.
Phil is here for the correct pronunciation. Yeah. And they are on their way to ultimately reach the waters off Gaza, and they intend to, of course, go ashore, meet the happy Palestinian people of Gaza, and that would be that there will be probably a small matter of the Israeli Navy. We'll talk to Sandra about that. We're also going to talk to Zafar Bangash about this news from Syria and from the Security Council, where things are getting rather heated, and Canada should pay real close attention. And then later we will speak to Doug Brown of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. The Hamilton Coalition is recommending that the NDP reconsider its idea about nominating the White Helmets for a prize. But I think we're joined by our old friend, Sandra Rusch. Are you there, Sandra?
I am. Hi, Phil.
It's really great that you could take the time. Sandra, tell us, the women's boat to Gaza with a woman captain, I understand, and it's the next stop. We've been following this. We were speaking to Eva Manley, and they had just sort of set out, but now they are going to a port in France. Is that right?
They are in France at Ajaccio, and they had quite an event this evening with speakers and music and lots of support from the area and the people in the area.
I was going to say, the Mediterranean, actually, when you look around it, there's a lot of friendly people there, right, who are excited about this, the women's boat to Gaza.
You got it. There are.
Now, who's going to be aboard this vessel? One of the sponsors I know is a Nobel Prize winner. Could you talk about these people?
You're thinking of Mairead McGuire. She's been very outspoken you know, this isn't her first time, and so it's very wonderful to have her part of this. And, you know, there's also a Spanish actress, Rosanna Pastor Munoz, and I think it's very cool that they have Yudit Alani of Israel, and she serves as an advisor to the Knesset member Hanin Zoabi. And our own Canadian, Wendy Goldsmith, is there. She's on board. She's been, you know, at the front of this mission from the very beginning. I think it was Wendy's dream to make a women's boat happen.
And they have this focus on women. Could you talk about that a bit? Why this approach this year?
Well, we want to draw attention to the crisis of the women and the children in Gaza. And, you know, we want people to, you know, women are people. And I think also what's very important is the danger that people have faced in the past on this mission, remembering back to the Mavi Marmara. And the fact that this is women, women activists, women who care, women that want to see freedom for the people, the women in Gaza that have been living for too long in this, under this illegal blockade that just, Phil, can you believe we're still talking about it?
Yes, that is. And by the way, one of the reasons we are is because the organizations like the Freedom Flotilla has made this an annual, it's a calendar thing. It maintains the focus and the issues.
It's true. It's true. But I think back to when I first spoke to you from Gaza in March 2009. I kind of thought it wouldn't still be happening in 2016.
Now, by the way, Gaza's been through a great deal since you were there in 2009. Tell us a little about that experience you had in 2009, what you learned.
Oh, that was such an incredible experience. It's so horrific because we arrived, the Code Pink delegation, in March, and that massacre where they killed 1,500 men, women, and children, over 500 children. There was so much destruction, just the damage in the hospitals and the bombed out. The things that stand in my mind, you know, is that floor of the hospital that had been blown away, and the ambulances and the buildings and the people living in tents. And it just goes on. It goes on. It doesn't stop.
Yeah. They have had, of course, there's been bombings several since you were there also. It is amazing their resilience, and it's particularly the women. I mean, when you think of it, their tasks are so, I couldn't imagine taking it on. That is, you have what can you promise your children, and how do you keep them safe, what kind of economic prospects? I mean, one of the things I recall, and we spoke to David Heap and others, they were attempting to build a boat in Gaza that would sail out and do business with the world and let those people prosper or at least be able to have a manageable economy. What they have is really just a kind of, for want of a better expression, I guess they say, the biggest prison, open-air prison in the world.
It is. That's it. And, you know, you have to think of the practical things. They're children to me, the young, the 18, 19, 20-somethings who want to go to university, who get scholarships, who get offers to come to other countries, and then they're not allowed to leave. The Israelis don't give them an exit permit. They can't leave. They can't take the opportunities that are open to them. I try to imagine. We went to a hospital when we were there where women, a birthing hospital. I mean, I'm a birthing doula. I have watched many women and helped them have babies, and I imagine, what could it possibly be like under those circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Women having babies while bombs are falling.
Yeah. No. It was a brilliant idea, I believe, and a very wise decision to have a woman captain, women crew, women aboard.
Yeah.
In order to underline this point. Now, we're speaking to Sandra Roosh, and that's what I get for reading while talking. Sandra Roosh of Women's Boat to Gaza. Now, they can go to what? CanadaBoatToGaza.org and other Freedom Flotilla. How should people follow what's going on and get a kind of update, regular update of where the boat is and how it's faring?
We are committed to keeping all the websites up to date. So CanadaBoatToGaza.org. This is a good place if people feel moved to donate to help this out. CanadaBoatToGaza.org. You can also go to WBG, Women's Boat to Gaza, .freedomflotilla.org. So that's WBG.freedomflotilla.org.
Well, Sandra Roosh, we congratulate you on all the work you've done, and I'm so glad that you're able to be with us as a spokesperson for these terrific women on the Women's Boat to Gaza, and I hope we can talk to you again soon.
Okay, and we just need to be following this right through, because we do not want to see some of the disasters that we've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep our eyes on the women and praying for their safety and hoping for this exciting moment when the women's vote to Gaza meets the women in Gaza.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And that's Sandra Rusch, Women's Vote to Gaza, and all of our fans phoning me up as we go. We're going to listen, I think, a little bit to Lee Morgan, Sidewinder, and we'll come back with Zafar Ben-Gesh.